Skills Test 1. Part 1. 1.
I remember we visited Egypt many years ago now. It was terribly hot and we were travelling with a tour. We took a boat trip down the River Nile and one night we had obviously eaten something bad because everyone got ill with terrible diarrhoea. And the next day, on the little minibus, it was just awful. People kept asking the driver to stop so they could get out and, you know. And we were at the Valley of the Kings, visiting some of the pyramids out in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, and I suddenly needed to use the toilet, except, of course, there wasn't a toilet. So I tried to find a place, but found myself surrounded by young boys grabbing my arm and hissing, "Speak English? Speak German?" to try and find out where I was from. They wanted to sell me souvenirs. I can laugh now, but at the time it was pretty awful.
2.
I was working for a charity in China. Not in a city, it was a long way from anywhere, out in the countryside. I hadn't been out there long, and everything was new and interesting. I spent my time when I wasn't teaching, hiking and exploring the villages. One Saturday, I was at a local market, buying vegetables and looking around. There were people selling all kinds of stuff. I stopped at a stall with live animals, rabbits and chickens, only to find that the woman was skinning the live rabbits right in front of me. She had a big iron pot and was clearly going to use the rabbits to make a soup or stew. I'm not a vegetarian, but I still found this very hard to watch. I still have a very clear memory of this woman at the market stall, although it was some time ago now.
3.
I'd gone off to Bali to visit a friend who was living there. She took a couple of days off work so we could do some walking in the mountains. As we were reaching the top, a whole party of school children started coming down the mountain, chattering and laughing. We had to stand back and wait to let them all pass. Then everything went quiet again. But suddenly, out of nowhere, we found ourselves surrounded by monkeys. They were blocking our path, sitting in the trees and watching us. The head monkey started screaming loudly and jumping around, encouraging the other monkeys to join in. We were both absolutely terrified and didn't know what to do. We tried to move forward slowly, but this resulted in another loud outburst from the monkeys. After what seemed like hours, we quietly agreed that we should try to go back down the mountain the way we had come. This seemed to work, which was a huge relief.
Part 2. 1.
I've been a die-hard vegetarian for as long as I can remember, not because I don't like the taste of meat, but because I believe it's wrong to kill animals. Actually, the problem is that I love chicken, and it's always been the hardest thing to give up. Anyway, while I was at university, studying in my final year, I was working extremely hard. I was working all hours, which made me a complete insomniac. Gradually, during those weeks before exams started, I became obsessed with fried chicken, especially late at night when I couldn't sleep. This obsession became so bad that I couldn't concentrate on my work. So, one night, I just gave in. I got on my bike and cycled to this all-night fried chicken place, and I bought a family-sized bucket of chicken. And I ate it all in about 5 minutes. I felt pretty sick after I'd done it, physically, I mean. And I felt really bad with myself, too. I mean, I'd let myself down. I've never told anyone this before, actually.
2.
Last month, I made the decision to leave Facebook. Before that, I would spend hours looking at photos of people I hadn't spoken to for years, and sharing news stories about celebrities. I started to wonder, what is Facebook actually for these days? I mean, I used to post personal stuff on there, my thoughts and feelings, but you can't do that now. Anyone could be reading it. Then one day I was chatting to a friend about films, and I casually said that it was a shame Sylvester Stallone had died, you know, the actor from the Rocky films. Well, she burst out laughing and said that was an online conspiracy. Stallone is alive and well. It turns out that I'd believed some fake news on Facebook. It was really embarrassing, but it also made me worried. I'd helped to spread this story. How many other lies had I been responsible for spreading? Did Facebook have too much influence over me? I have to admit, I went a bit crazy. I spent hours online researching Facebook preferences so that it would only show me things I really wanted to see. For example, I selected only reliable news sites for my newsfeed, and guess what? It made almost no difference. I still woke up most mornings to discover that someone I used to know was at a wedding in Oslo, or that a politician had said something I wasn't sure was true about something I didn't fully understand. That's when I deleted Facebook from my phone. And so far, I'm surviving surprisingly well.